USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI continues to look into what they say was a case of terrorism, a shooting at the gate to the Naval Air Station Corpus Christi yesterday morning. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper saying this morning,
"We do know the basics of what happened with this person trying to enter the gate. It was stopped by a young sailor. She's doing well. But the FBI is working through the details at present, and we hope to know more in the coming days as to what this person was motivated by."
The gunman was shot and killed at the gate, but a second suspect is now being sought. American flags are being lowered to honor coronavirus victims. The president saying he's ordered them to be flown at half staff on federal buildings and at national monuments for the next 3 days. He also plans to keep the nation open, he says, if a second wave of coronavirus hits. He says they would put out the fires but wouldn't close the country. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he was an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation should soon be wrapping up its investigation of possible prosecutorial misconduct in the Ahmaud Arbery shooting. The state's GBI director, Dick Reynolds, says the attorney general did ask him to look into possible misconduct after the first two prosecutors assigned to the killing of the unarmed black jogger never brought charges against the two white men who admitted to killing him.
What will procedurally happen is we will turn that file over to the attorney general's office. They will be the deciding agency or entity in what, if anything, happens in that regard.
The white father and son who admit killing the victim, who was black, back in February, say they believed he was a burglary suspect. They went 2 months, though, without being arrested until a video of the incident went viral. At least dozens of people are feared dead after a jetliner crashed in the Pakistani city of Karachi earlier today at the end of a 90-minute flight from Lahore. Officials say it was carrying 99 passengers and a crew of 8 when it went down into some homes. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Trump administration, before the day is over, to announce some new guidelines concerning religious observances as the pandemic is still going on. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said that his administration will release guidelines for reopening places of worship this weekend after they were delayed by a disagreement with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention over what the recommendations should entail. Trump said he told the CDC to put out the guidelines, which have been revised by the White House officials in recent days to make them less stringent than the ones the agency initially recommended. According to senior administration officials, the guidelines for places of worship that have been cleared by the White House Counsel's office include recommendations such as wearing gloves while distributing Holy Communion, social distancing, and holding virtual service as a last resort. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Gas prices this Memorial Day weekend, the lowest since 2003. Of course, it's because of the pandemic, or at least partly so. AAA reporting the average gallon of unleaded regular nationally is $1.87, the first time it's been below $2 during the Memorial holiday in 17 years. And Amazon is pushing Prime Day back to September this year, the company deciding to move the two-day annual big sales event because of the coronavirus pandemic. It's put financial strain on a lot of Americans and also on the company. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.